This year marks the 20th anniversary of one of the biggest movie blockbusters of all time and the 105th anniversary of the real-life tragedy which inspired it. Now both the movie Titanic and the history behind it are being commemorated in a new exhibition in Ventura County. The Ronald Reagan Presidential Library in Simi Valley is hosting Titanic at the Reagan Library, a 10,000-square-foot special exhibition opening this holiday weekend. Part of it features costumes, props, and even a set from the 1997 James Cameron movie starring Leonardo DiCaprio and Kate Winslet.
We're actually standing amongst the sets, props, and costumes. We have costumes from Jack and Rose, Jack's bunk, Rose's suite, some of the lifeboats, the Marconi room where the operators were sending out SOS messages, although at the time they were called CDQ messages. We have that here as well. And it really just sort of brings the ship to life so you can get an essence of what the grandeur of the ship was at the time.
Melissa Gillard's with the Reagan Library. She says while there have been other Titanic exhibits, this is unlike any other stage before because of the artifacts it includes from the disaster, which took more than 1,500 lives.
The traveling exhibitions, all the artifacts come from the ocean floor. But Titanic was found in 85 during President Reagan's administration. And in 1986, he issued the RMS Titanic Act, basically saying the Titanic is a memorial site. It's a grave site. It shouldn't be salvaged. Items shouldn't be brought up from the ocean floor. All of our artifacts were either carried off the ship by a survivor or recovered from bodies floating at the top of the ocean during the recovery missions. We know who they belong to, so we're able to actually tell the story of that man or woman who perished.
Gillard gives an example of one of the numerous artifacts from the exhibition.
You see the movie, you see the band playing as the ship goes down, you think, that's malarkey, come on. It's a true story. Wallace Hartley was the band leader. He played the violin, and as the ship was sinking, he kept playing. And as he played, the musicians gathered around him, and they played as the ship was sinking, even when it was hard to stand. His body was recovered about 3 days after the sinking, and attached to his body was his leather valise with all of his sheet music on the inside. We are showcasing the sheet music in the leather valise.
The artifacts include a deck chair from the ill-fated ocean liner and the only known complete set of boarding documents and tickets. There's also another huge part of Titanic's history here, not from the ship itself, but from the discovery of its wreckage.
Still more? An inch?
Crews are bringing in the Elvin, the giant metal submersible sphere used by underwater explorer Bob Ballard, who found the wreckage of the Titanic.
The finding of Titanic was quite interesting. Dr. Bob Ballard, Robert Ballard, had wanted to find the Titanic for years, kept begging the Navy to fund his mission. And they finally struck a deal in 1984. If he goes down and he can help them find two nuclear U.S. submarines that had gone down, the Scorpion and the Thresher, and if he finds them and if he does the tests and if there's time at the end of the mission, then he can search for Titanic. So he did everything he needed to do. He had 12 days left. And using how he found the Thresher and the Scorpion in terms of how their debris fields kind of were created in the ocean, he was able to find the Titanic.
Francis Elder is an engineer with the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution, the owner of Alvin, which is now retired. Elder says the more than 40-year-old three-person submersible was involved in a number of important scientific missions, but the discovery of Titanic in 1985 is its claim to fame.
Before Titanic, the big thing was that they found tube worms and a lot of life down, biology down in the deep ocean, and that was a revolution because people thought that, you know, life could only be supported by the energy of the sun. But for pop culture, finding the Titanic was what really everyone knows Alvin for.
The Reagan Library's Melissa Giller says the hope is that people will both enjoy and learn something from this unique mix of Hollywood and history.
I hope that people get the story of Titanic, you know, understand its building, understand its sinking, but really understand the people on board it as well. They're not just numbers. Their stories are quite extraordinary. John Jacob Astor IV, the wealthiest man alive, was offered a seat in a lifeboat. He actually got on. His wife was saved. And then when he saw children on board, he got out, he gave his seat up to the children.
Astor's pocket watch, discovered on his body, is one of the many artifacts on display. Titanic at the Reagan Library runs May 27th through January 7th. In Simi Valley, Matt Sorosco, KCLU News.